This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And always be seen as man and wife fulfilling.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May the peace and blessings and the mercy of Allah be upon all of you. And thank you for joining us again. We are talking about how people in a bad relationship. And we said that the reason maybe is that the initial reasons why we got into the relationship were not good reasons. We spoke about three of them. We said pressure might be one. We're pressured either due to our age, family, or circumstances. It could be because we are feeling very lonely and desperate. And a way of getting out of that loneliness and desperation is by finding somebody to share our lives with. But sometimes we are so lonely and desperate, and we are just so eager and desperate for a relationship that we end up compromising our principles, and that is not acceptable. Or what we're talking about here is sexual hunger. And we said that about this issue of sex is that we are bombarded with these sentiments, sexual sentiments, all the time. I mean, many times you open your email and something in your junk mail comes in and it is from an adult website. And we live at a time where sex is such all over the place. We reject these notions, but we are unable to escape the fact that they are there. And because they are there, and they are around us all the time, we are invited to be part of this sexual culture that we are in. And as such, sometimes we may end up compromising major issues, part of our principles, that things that we wanted in our partner, because we are feeling so sexually hungry at this point. And we said that even though sex is part of why we want to get married, but it cannot be the only reason why we get married. It is not the fact that we want to have sex. It is when we go into marriage only to have sex, then that is not good. That is not good. Person may be sexually appealing now, but people age, people get older. And by the way, that is why, if you remember in the ayah, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? What does Allah place between spouses? وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ What? Mawadda is what we said? Love. And then what? Rahma is what? Why? Why mercy? Why didn't he say love and passion? Why didn't he say love and compatibility? Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose mercy? Why mercy? You know, as we get older, you know what? We lose our charm. As we get older, we may not be as physically appealing as we were younger. But then what happens is that what? There's got to be rahmah to keep us together. There's got to be rahmah to keep us together. They say that when we are young and we get married, what happens? We want each other. And as we get older, what happens? We need each other. You see how that transforms? When we are young and we get married, we want each other. But then as we're getting older, we need each other. And because now we need each other, what has to be there? There's got to be rahmah. There's got to be that mercy, that compassion, that kindness out there in our relationship. At any case, yes, one of the reasons that we will be talking about is that you must be physically and sexually attracted to that person. And that is why the Prophet ﷺ said, make sure that you see her. فَإِنَّهُ أَحْرَىٰ أَن يُؤْدَمَ بَيْنَكُمَا He said that this is more befitting that, you know what, this relationship lasts between you two. And they said that Jabir ibn Abdullah wanted to see that woman, so he climbed over a tree and he waited for her to pass by to see what she looked like. So, yes, it is right that we want to be attracted to the person, but that cannot be the only reason why we do so. And sometimes we do the exact opposite. What happens is that sometimes we say, I have heard about this man, I have heard about Iman, his Iman is excellent, he is such a good brother, or she is just a tough, good religious sister. That's all that matters to me. Let's get married. But brother, you should see. You should see what she looks like. And sister, you should see what they look like. And what do they say? No. Deen is what matters. That's what Islam commanded of. And I want the deen and that. You know what happens with these people? I mean, like I said, as nice and as noble as their erroneous sentiment is, but reality is they are only setting themselves up for disappointment. Deen is good. You know, in the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said that people marry for four things. They marry for wealth, they marry for looks, they marry for status, and they marry for deen. You know, he said that make sure that you choose the deen. But some people think that because you choose the deen, you have to compromise and sacrifice everything else. No. That's not what it says. It said, make sure that that becomes your first criterion. And it would be so beautiful to have that criterion and all other criterions to be there as well. So it seems like we are either on this extreme where we only look into the physical aspects of the person, or we become such denial that we do not want to consider anything that is physical, and we say, deen is what is most important and deen is all I want. And both compromises are not acceptable. You ought to be sexually attracted to the person, physically attracted to them, but that cannot be the only reason why you are marrying him. You know, in biology we are told, you know how sometimes you see a person and you are immediately struck with their beauty? What happens when you see that person tomorrow? And the day after? And the day after? And the day after? And the day after? What happens? It starts fading away. You know why? Because initially when we saw them, we never had a file for them in our brain. So it took some time for us to be struck with their beauty. But then the next day, what happens is that a file has already been created. So our brain does not go through the process of creating a new file. It just recalls the file that is already there now. So that is how the excitement goes away. It is such a big problem, brothers and sisters. If somebody falls in love with the outer beauty of the person, and not the inner beauty of the person, that is a recipe for disaster. If a person falls in love with only the outer beauty of the person and not the inner beauty of the person, then that is not good. You must fall in love with the inner beauty of the person because that remains. Tomorrow our faces change. Tomorrow we get wrinkled. We may go bald. We may, you know, our hair is turning gray. But what remains is the inner beauty of the individual. So as we're looking, that's what we want to see. Yes, be attracted to the appearance of the individual, but you must also be in love, most important, with the inner beauty of that individual. And with this, inshallah, we will open the floor for questions or comments, inshallah.
Brother, you said about having a file picture in the mind. How about the file picture of your spouse? With respect to ebbing of excitement, you know, like, because you have a file picture of your spouse in your mind, and you said that the next time you see, you're not, you know, so astounded or you are not struck by their appearance.
Right.
So does that affect?
Yeah. What happens is when you choose a spouse, yes, you were initially attracted to them because of their physical appearance. But you did not stop there. The attraction did not stop there. You fell in love with their inner beauty. And because the inner beauty is not a physical thing that you see, the love with it is continuous. And usually it grows by the passage of time. Now and then you discover something nice about your spouse within their inner beauty. So what they look like on the outside becomes secondary to you as a husband or as a wife, because what is most important to you is their inner beauty. And the inner beauty, you are in love with it. So it's not that you do not disregard it, you do not, you know, marginalize it or consider it to be not important, but you are in love with something that is more important than just the physical appearance. That is how, you know, within the spouses, this thing is not supposed to be a big, huge issue. And that is why people are married for 50 years. And of course, 50 years, we become fatter, we wrinklier, we become... But to the spouses, you know what? The inner beauty has not changed. Through time, what happens to it is it gets even more beautiful. And the sister up there has a question.
You said that we need to look in for the inner beauty of the person whom we consider for marrying. It's there initially fine, the inner beauty, but what are the chances that the inner beauty will remain the same after 10 years or 5 years from now?
Yes. Remember, maybe it's our inner beauty that might change. Not only their inner beauty. And that is why we said initially, remember when we spoke about the myth about love, that love is not forever. That love does not conquer all. That the first love is not the best love. It may be the chance that, you know, people have changed. And was it us that changed them? or are they just coming out as who they really are? So if that's the case, then people sometimes give us very little reason to love them. Sometimes they may even leave us with very little reasons to stay in love with them. And that is why we say love is not forever. Brother has a question.
You never know what's happening in a person, and things can change all of a sudden. Perhaps to get into a contract, a person may act showy. He can be very dainty, you know. But when he actually happens to be in the contract, he may change of a sudden. So could you give me the exact parameters where we could actually check up the inner beauty?
Yes, that's a good question. And I promise you, when we're done with this workshop, inshallah, we will learn enough about this topic. But sometimes, you know, you speak about inner, how am I supposed to know the inner beauty of the person? That is such a complicated process. It is not, people. It really is not. If you know what you're looking for and you keep looking for it, it is not. And we will learn this, inshallah. That's all the time that we have for this episode. And we're glad that you have joined us. And inshallah, you will join us next time we are here as well. And until we meet you, we say so long and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.